The big United Nations meetings in New York are also about trade. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer is set to meet up the street here today with trade officials from the European Union and Japan. It's the fourth meeting they've held in the past year, an effort to join forces against Chinese trade practices they say are unfair. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Robert Lighthizer is meeting with the EU's Cecilia Malmström and Japan's Hiroshige Seiko. After their last meeting in May, the trio said they'd work to solve problems like unfair government subsidies and intellectual property theft, things China is accused of. Kathy Bosjancic is an economist at the research firm Oxford Economics.
When you have more of a coalition, that's something that then could put much more pressure on China.
But to really pressure China, you need action. Maybe even joint tariffs. Phil Levy of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs says first, the trade ministers have to tackle the elephant in the room, U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, and
there's the really, really big elephant just outside the room, autos.
The EU and Japan were not permanently exempted from the steel and aluminum tariffs, and they're really worried about possible auto tariffs. Levy says until all that's resolved, the prospects for joint action against China are dim. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Data show the economy is strong, but not all data. Housing sales may be stalling, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In its housing forecast, mortgage giant Freddie Mac predicts home sales will be down about 1% this year. Economist Len Kiefer says there aren't enough homes for sale, home prices are rising twice as fast as wages, borrowing costs are up.
And those higher mortgage interest rates just make a market that's already challenging from an affordability perspective even tougher.
New construction isn't likely to come to the rescue. Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders says his members can't find enough skilled workers or available land. One bright spot, especially for first-time buyers, townhouse building is way up.
That's a market that, particularly as those millennials move from rentership to ownership, offers a single-family suburban aesthetic and an opportunity to buy a home.
It'll take a lot of new construction to meet demand, though. Home builders are expected to put up about 900,000 total units this year. Dietz says they could sell 1.1 million. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Numbers, the FTSE in London is up 0.5%, Dow and S&P futures up 0.3%. The Fed starts a two-day interest rate meeting today. Expect rates to go up tomorrow. The 10-year yield is up at 3.11%. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, Marketplace's year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is critical to helping people understand the economic forces that affect us every day. Now, if you agree, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor and keep reliable, independent journalism going strong. And thank you. Now, a conversation with someone who really figured out the economy and markets. He's founder of the biggest hedge fund company of them all, Bridgewater Associates. Ray Dalio says his secret to success is looking beyond the business cycle, beyond recessions and expansions. Instead, Dalio looks at the longer cycles of debt. Too much debt, crash, not enough debt. His new book, Time for This 10th Anniversary of the Great Financial Crisis, has endorsements from former U.S. Treasury Secretaries, even former Federal Reserve Chair Bernanke. Book's called A Template for Understanding Big Debt Crises. Mr. Dalio, good to see you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This template that you're offering, this book, this is about noticing that we go through these cycles. They're not every 18 months. They're long cycles of lending is easy, borrowing gets crazy, things start to go bust, policymakers respond, credit gets tight. And you think you could really understand that if you have any hope of prospering.
It's my job. I live and die on that. There are six stages of those, okay? There's healthy debt growth, and then healthy debt growth leads to extrapolating past trends and thinking those things that went up are going to continue to go up, and then they borrow money to do that, and that is called a bubble. Central banks then need to tighten, slow things down, or because those debts can't be paid. And so the bubble bursts, and then there is a contraction. And the worst ones are the ones when we hit zero interest rates. And those are called depressions because you hit zero interest rates, monetary policy can't be the same, and they inevitably print money to buy financial assets, push those financial assets up in value, and that creates a wealth gap that contributes to a wealth gap because those who have financial assets benefit and those who don't, don't.
So, all right, where are we on the cycle now, the cycle of history, the cycle of economics?
I think the most analogous period is 1935 to 1940. We have a wealth gap today that is quite similar to the wealth gap that existed then.
And is it your sense that a little wealth redistribution might be in order at this stage in the current debt cycle?
I think it's the biggest issue is our wealth and opportunity gap. And I would say it should be made as a national priority to deal with that with metrics. Capitalism has got to be made to work for the majority of the people. Otherwise, it's not safe and it's not fair.
Given all that, you still don't see a recession looming in the U.S. economy?
No, no. In the business cycle, that happens when capacity is constrained and inflation is accelerating and tightness of monetary policy. Those conditions I don't see anytime soon. I'm more worried about what will happen when that cycle runs its course in maybe 2-3 years. I can't say when exactly.
Ray Dalio is founder of Bridgewater Associates, the very biggest of hedge funds. We'll put up a link to where you can download it for free, the electronic version. It's called A Template for Understanding Big Debt Crises. Mr. Dalio, thank you.
Thank you.
And if Mr. Dalio is right and now is like the late 1930s, that period did not end well, right? So what about this time, given U.S.-China tensions? A director's cut of that interview where we talk about that is at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.